The issue that I'm dealing with, and what's at the bottom of that, is I'm an emotional eater and I have an addiction problem. I feel like I'm confessing here in front of the Alcoholics Anonymous, but it's true. Today we talk about how I cured my adult acne, and why I'm making these quotation marks around cured is because I realized that curing an addiction problem, which adult acne has manifested for me personally as an addiction problem, I found that it doesn't really go away. At least that has been my experience. That's what we're going to talk about today. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Anna Rova. I am a feminine embodiment coach. I help single successful women attract committed masculine men, and I run a transformational group coaching program that helps you do exactly that. But this episode is not about men, although, you know, everything's about men. This episode is about my journey with acne. And I decided to record this video because one of my clients in my group coaching program asked me this question. As I said, everything is about men. Her name is Angie. And Angie says, I'd be very interested to hear more about your journey with adult acne, and specifically any personal work you've done to not let that impact your self-worth. I have struggled with adult acne half of my life, and I know I have a limiting belief about not being worthy or lovable until I have perfect skin because of things my parents said to me in the past about my skin that left me feeling ugly and undesirable. I've been doing all the right things for years, working with various holistic health practitioners, addressing nutrition, gut health, skincare products, and so on and so forth. So not looking for advice on physical health side of things. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a big mental peace and self-worth block that I need to get through to heal some of my skin issues. I want to feel more confident and worthy in my skin as it is now. I've seen you comment about your acne issues a bit on posts and mentioned on podcasts or calls. I'm curious to hear more regarding a comment you made about your acne being your rebellion against the world and your dad. How would you suggest approaching journaling or flowing for acne issues? Any thoughts on this are much appreciated. So first I want to mention that I wrote an article on Medium that I'm going to link to in the show notes, whether you're listening or watching this, and it was in March 2017. I am recording this video in September 2022. So this is like, oh my God, 5.5 years later, I'm talking about this, okay? So, and I've been struggling with acne since I was 14 and I'm 33, so holy shit, I don't even know how many years is that. 18 years. The article that I wrote is called How I Cured My Adult Acne Problem with These Four Steps, and it documents actually the journey from 2017, which is pretty cool. And I looked at that and I was like, wow, amazing. And so, you know, I've documented my whole journey with all of that, and I decided to record this video because it has been quite a journey, and I can't answer Angie's question just like, you know, in a paragraph or two, because this requires context, this requires background. And so, you know, if I look at my article as I started to write it, God, you know, I feel like every woman has this problem that is there, you know, whether it's weight issues, whether it's your skin issues, whether it's your hair issues, whatever the issue is, like a physical illness of some sort that needs to be freaking cured. Like, I feel like every single woman is on a quest to cure something about herself, and so, or to fix herself in some way, which in itself is like ridiculous. But my thing was always my skin. And if you look at my skin now, if you're watching this on the video, I've had my best skin about 2 or 3 months ago for 6 months. And I'll tell you what I did and what happened. Right now, it's not perfect because I'm still struggling with, like, if you look at I'm wearing makeup, by the way, if you look at my chin here and my forehead, you can see that I still have, how do you call that? The aftermath of me being in Fiji for 2 weeks and eating crap basically is on my skin. And since I remember myself, literally, I mean, when I was 26, I remember my whole face was covered with cystic acne. It was crazy. And just like Angie, when I started working on this, maybe it was 2016. So we're talking about, you know, the last 6 years or so. I've tried everything. I've tried, like Angie, facials and I've been on a pill and the, you know, all of that stuff that didn't work for me. And I realized that the biggest aha moment when I started working on this was in 2017, when I realized that this is not a skin problem. This is a gut problem. And it never occurred to me because everybody was saying, oh, go do this facial, go on the pill. It's a hormonal. Like, I hate when people tell me, have you checked your hormones? And I'm like, I've been dealing with this for 15 fucking years. Do you think I have not checked my hormones? Like, I'm not stupid. I've been working this forever. So I hate when people tell me that, or when I go to like a general practitioner, they're like, here's a cream, or here's let's check your thyroid. Like, I've checked all of that. Okay. Like, no, that's not my issue. And when I got to the bottom of that, which was for me, it was a gut issue, which was a total revelation for me, because I thought if you have gut issues, your stomach hurts or you bloated. Well, I never had any of those things. But once I started discovering what causes inflammation, because this is an inflammation of the skin, I discovered it's lactose and gluten. And as soon as I got off those foods, mind you, I could never get off those foods to this day, my skin started improving. So then I realized that, okay, there's a connection between what I put in my mouth and what comes out of my skin. I used to, you know, eat a piece of chocolate and then the next day or like a few hours later, I would get a pimple, a huge pimple. And so my whole journey around this was, first of all, the gut issues and the health, and I started researching and working on that. I've done many different things. One of the things that I've done, the next kind of aha moment, was when I did a hypnotherapy session in Barcelona when I was living there. And in that hypnotherapy session, that's why Angie mentioned rebellion. When I did hypnotherapy, I realized that, oh my God, my skin and this rebellion that happens on my skin is still related to me fighting against my dad and against everything I heard when I was a teenager, that you're doing it wrong, you're not good enough, you're misbehaved, something's wrong with you, why you can't sit down, you know, I was missing school, I was a rebel. Like, my teenage years were all a rebel, but guess what? I'm an adult woman now, and I'm still in my subconscious a rebel. And so since then, I've done a lot of work. This is when after I became a feminine embodiment coach. At some point I did EFT. EFT, basically emotional freedom technique or tapping, is really powerful for that. So, you know, there's many, many different modalities, and everybody's journey with acne is so different. And I used to be that girl that used to read and watch and stuff. And so, you know, I've done, you name it, you know, holistic practitioners, like just like Angie, right? And I've been on these freaking supplements all my life and all of that. Bottom line, what I want to share with you where I am right now is, it's not rocket science, but I realized that the issue that I'm dealing with and what's at the bottom of that is I'm an emotional eater and I have an addiction problem. Okay. So I feel like I'm confessing here in front of the Alcoholics Anonymous, but it's true. I have an addictive personality. I've been smoking for about 10 years or so. And it was either cigarettes, drugs and rock and roll, men, love, or food now, right? And so if you have an addictive personality, you're struggling with the same thing, right? And so I want to recommend an amazing book that I have stumbled upon actually just a few months ago, called Women, Food, and God by Jeanine Roth. And that book is incredible. It's mostly written for women who struggle with binging and eating, not disorders, but eating issues, and who can't lose weight. But it's exactly the same issue for me. And I hope that it's going to uncover a lot of the things for you, because literally, this woman says that our relationship with food explains everything we believe in about the world. And I personally use still to this day, to cover up my feelings. And so when Angie, you ask me about how do I flow and journal of this, oh my God, it's such a journey. Last year, I found a coach who was a holistic nutritionist acne, specializing in acne. And when I started working with her, what I realized is that I've been doing all the things right, you know, like she was trying to work on my diet and the supplements and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I've done all of that, you know, before. And my relationship with food, she was talking about, how can we have a conscious relationship with food where you have, you know, you're not like binging or whatever, but you allow yourself to eat whatever you want. And I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Like, how can I eat whatever I want? I get acne all the time. So I still, you know, to this day, I don't have an exact answer for that, but I can tell you what I got from her was actually an acne skin routine with specific products, which are from The Ordinary. And I have another video about that, which is my skincare routine for my acne. And during the time that I was working with her, my husband went away for about 10 weeks and I stumbled upon this book that I just told you about, Women, Food and God. Hey girlfriend, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing and again available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the men in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine men and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode.
So I'm not binge eating anymore. Like, I've gone such a long way from when I just used to just eat chocolate or, you know, stuff myself with food because it's covering up for my feelings. And I realized that my problem is an emotional problem. Today, what I do, I reach for vegan chocolate that is delicious. It's not cured. I made peace with that. I said, you know what, whatever. This is my issue. Like, every woman has an issue. This is my issue. When I feel bored and when I feel down, I make myself a tea and I reach for a small piece of vegan chocolate, or maybe five, depending on how I feel in the day. I'm still dealing with my mother's passing away trauma. I'm still eating to cover up my feelings. This was a huge revelation point for me, and I have worked with that, and I think I've come to some sort of an acceptance of that. And together with that skincare routine, I have had the most amazing skin of my life. And that's what happens in that book. She does also embodiment practices with women, and she talks about you eat because you cannot feel. You are not able to deal with what's happening inside. And I've become so much better at that since I became a feminine embodiment coach and I've been doing my feminine embodiment practices. And so, you know, full disclaimer, not perfect, but feeling really good. Like, it has become my status quo when I look in the mirror. I mean, look at my skin. In the last 5 years, I've been pregnant twice. I've had two children. I've been traveling the world before. I've been building a seven-figure business. And so that's a lot of stress on my system. And when I look at that journey, like, of course, I was reaching out, thank God now, for vegan chocolate or whatever, because that has been my resource of how I deal with stuff. It's my habitual, over the years, coping mechanism. I've had a really challenging journey since I was 8 when my mother passed away, and then my dad and the evil stepmother and the emotional abuse and stuff like that. But I've done so much work on myself, and I have arrived at a place where I'm content with how I look like. And Angie, you mentioned something, I'll be worthy when my skin is good. It's the same thing that women say, I'll be worthy when I lose 20 pounds, and it never works like that. And so we need to work on that belief. So what I would recommend you, because you are my client, I'd recommend taking that to the 4-step process of reframing limiting beliefs and seeing what's at the bottom of that, right? What's at the bottom of that for you? And then reframing that in an embodied way. And it's all work through embodiment. The ideal scenario would be for you to notice, and as I said, I'm not perfect, I'm still working on this, right? Start to develop the conscious relationship with food, and for you to notice, when do you reach for food? I realize at this point in time that I reach for food when I'm bored. If we're eating when we're not hungry, there's a problem. And so I reach out for vegan chocolate when I'm bored or when I'm down. So my next level, well, I know this now, I'm very aware, but I'm still not able to just sit there and not reach out. But I've become so much better at this. And right now, what I also realized is the same dependency. It, like as I said, I started this video, I have an addiction, and that addiction is food. Well, vegan chocolate for me. Thank God it's vegan chocolate again. And I realized it's the same feeling. When I used to smoke cigarettes, and if you have an addictive personality, you know what I mean. When I used to smoke cigarettes, I could not be calm in my body if I didn't have a pack of cigarettes or at least one cigarette in my bag. I needed to know that there's something for me that will calm me down, that will always be with me. It was cigarettes, then it was a man, then it was sex, and now it's the vegan chocolate. Like, I'm serious. Every week, I'm like, chocolate's gone. I gotta go and make sure that I have 2 bags of vegan chocolate that I really like, and they're sitting there. As long as they're sitting there, I'm safe. As long as they're sitting there, I'm loved. And so I'm going to sit here and fake it and tell you that, you know, I'm perfect. I'm not, because the vegan chocolate is still sitting there, but I'm getting better. You know, and I think that's the whole journey about it. How can we develop so much empathy for ourselves and bring that into your body and into your flow? So I would work on that 4-step limiting beliefs process and know that it is a process. I've realized now that this has taken me years to come here, and it's probably going to take me years to completely overcome it. But I don't have that expectation anymore. Like, honestly, I'm happy with what I got. And by the way, when I eat pizza now, I can afford to eat pizza once a week that has the gluten, has the lactose, and I don't have that flare-ups anymore, because I know that the years and the money, oh my God, the money that I put into all the facials, all the naturopaths, shit, I'm doing now skin needling, okay? That in itself is like $1,500 plus, of course, all the skincare and the little serums that cost $250. It's ridiculous. And so I'm just okay with it. You know, like, I've come to a complete acceptance, of course, because I'm now super happy with my skin. I'm good, you know, and I'm just seeing I've got a problem. I've got an addiction with food, and I'm constantly working with that. And so the flow that we're doing in Claim Program, the feminine flow, is super helpful. And I feel like it has made such a huge impact on me, because I'm able to not be this crazy woman who just eats and eats and eats, or like reacts or whatever. I'm taking that into my body first, right? I don't feel like, oh, like I'm processing all of that in my flow. I think it's just a habit. That's it. And I like the taste of it. And it doesn't produce these like crazy acne for me. I'm hoping that this is helpful for you, and just, you know, I realized with coaching hundreds of women that when there's acceptance around an issue, there's a lot of shedding and letting go. And when you take that into your body and you start to feel, a lot of things unfold in the way that they need to be unfolded. I was talking to a woman that has a weight problem, and she's working on all of that. But I also tell her, you know, it's a combination. It's all about depth first, structure second, understanding, developing a lot of empathy, and really allowing yourself to be with you and your feelings. But it's also doing something about it, where it's the nutritionist and whatever. Like, if you're doing all the things but you're still struggling with that issue, then it's an issue of, ask yourself, what am I covering up for? What is the void? Because that's what food is for us. Our relationship with food is to feel a void of not being loved, not being good enough, because food always loves us. That vegan chocolate will always get to be there as long as I have, I don't know how much money I spend on vegan chocolate every week, as long as I have the money to pay for it, It's always going to be there for me. So it's a journey. Sending you so much love and empathy if you're struggling with this, and know that we're all in this together. We're not perfect. So I hope this was helpful. Thank you.
All right, beautiful woman, thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please, please leave a review. This is super helpful for me, for the podcast. And this is a time to give back, to leave a review, share this episode with your girlfriend who really wants to hear it. And you can also find me on Medium and YouTube at Anna Rova, where I share pretty much very similar content and where we change the world one embodied woman at a time. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for being here with me today.